Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Awakening 2015 is coming to Orlando, Florida. We hope that you're there. Governor Mike Huckabee has confirmed. Senator Rick Santorum has confirmed. And others, this will be a powerful event. I hope to see you March 14. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the Awakening 2015. Matt, the theme this year is rebuilding the wall, and it comes from the book of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah goes to the broken down city of Jerusalem, and he begins to rebuild that wall and the protections of that city and revive that broken down city and culture. Boy, I think that really speaks, Matt, to what we need to do in our situation today in America.
Boy, doesn't it? And the walls seem to be crumbling on so many different levels, not just in terms of our national security and so forth, but America is in a spiraling moral decline. The walls are crumbling down. They need to be restored. We hear about the Great Awakening and the revivals associated with the two great awakenings, and that's why this conference is called the Awakening. We're talking about revival. We're talking about rebuilding the walls of moral fortitude and fabric here in the United States, pertaining to issues like the institution of marriage, sexual morality, the sanctity of human life, 55 million dead babies later, and an all-star cast of speakers, Matt, people like you mentioned, potential presidential candidates, former Senator Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee. We know that Senator Ted Cruz has been invited, and a number of other, really, it's an all-star cast.
It really is. Yeah, Governor Mike Huckabee has confirmed to be a speaker at the Awakening in Orlando, March 14, and Senator Rick Santorum has confirmed as well. Of course, Governor Mike Huckabee ran for presidential office in 2008. He won Iowa, as you remember, and was on a roll to potentially be the nominee, but ultimately lost and has been, from that time on until just recently, a television commentator on the most popular watched cable program on the weekends, The Huckabee Show. And he will be speaking. He has written a brand new book, and I'm sure he will be there to be able to sign it as well. He's going to be bringing that book with him, and I think he will be a very powerful speaker. He is speaking into the issues of the cultural decay. He's also speaking into the issues of the need for a spiritual revival in America. He understands very clearly, all of us do, or many of us do, that America is broken and that we need to have that spiritual renewal in America to give birth to the freedom that ultimately America provided throughout its history. And Senator Rick Santorum, he ran for president, and he won 11 states. Nearly 4 million votes were cast for him in the 2012 primary. He has a couple of books that are new, Blue Collar Conservatives, and his most recent book that he will be there to sign, Bella's Gift. This exemplifies the gift of life. He and his wife, Karen, are strongly pro-life, and Bella is their daughter, who was born with some physical difficulties, and Bella has been a real blessing to their lives. They're an example of people committed to the sanctity of human life. And he also, like Governor Huckabee, believes that we need a spiritual renewal in America. So those two are confirmed. We also have other speakers that are invited, such as Senator Ted Cruz, Governor Bobby Jindal, James Robeson with Life International. He has an international following, and he is confirmed to speak as well. He's a powerful speaker, and we have many others as well. I will be there. Of course, you will be there, Matt. And we have other speakers. We have two plenary sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, followed by two series of breakouts, and the breakouts are chock full of information.
Yeah, really exciting. And we've talked about this before. You know, you and I both end up speaking and being involved with a number of really great conferences across the United States. A few that come to mind are the Values Voters Summit. You know, there's CPAC. There's, you know, there are a lot of conferences that engage people and are geared toward really spurring people into action to retake America. The Awakening, Matt, hands down, is my favorite conference because it blends, and I think properly so, the political, the these moral issues, these cultural issues with the spiritual aspect of it all, because they are inexorably linked. They're entwined. They're not separate. They cannot be separated. And so I love, and I know that a number of people, every time we have the Awakening, people are so excited to share how moved, how touched, how moved to action, how encouraged they are by these Awakening conferences. So I encourage everybody that is able to do so to attend the Awakening 2015.
Yeah, it really does have a very unique blend that is not in any other conferences. Two things I think that are different. One, it has this unique blend of the spiritual and the activism component. So it's not just an activism event, and it's not just a spiritual gathering. It really has a unique component. It combines our faith and freedom. It combines the American Great Awakening with the American Revolution. The American Revolution would not have been possible if we had not had a Great Awakening. If we had not had the spiritual revival, we would not have had the political renewal. And so it really combines those two in a very unique way. The other thing is that it really also combines a diversity of people and speakers. Sam Rodriguez is one of the most powerful speakers I have ever heard in this country. He is the leader of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and CANELA, or CANEL now as it's called, and it represents about 500,000+ evangelical Hispanic churches in the United States and throughout Central and South America. It is a huge representation of people who share our values of life, family, and religious freedom, and he will be speaking at the Awakening as well. So it will combine some major speakers. You will be blessed. I encourage you to go to theawakeningusa.org. That's theawakeningusa.org. to register now for the early bird registration. And you can also call 877-810-1776, 877-810-1776, 877-810-1776.
Matt, you mentioned the Reverend Samuel Rodriguez. I've had the privilege to know him, but to hear him speak on a number of occasions. And boy, doesn't he epitomize the phrase dynamic speaker?
Wow.
I mean, he brings down the house every time he speaks. And if you want to see the Holy Spirit get a hold of somebody and who is gifted with an ability to communicate truth, Sam Rodriguez is that guy. He will encourage, he will inspire, he will motivate, and it's all unvarnished, unfettered truth shared in the Spirit and the love of Christ.
Yeah, Sam is very powerful, and he will bring down the house. So we want to encourage you to go to theawakeningusa.org. That's theawakeningusa.org. There's some videos on theawakeningusa.org website. You can see some previous awakenings to kind of get a flavor of what you'll experience at this awakening. And this will be new. We'll have different focus. Our focus and theme is rebuilding the wall. Come with us and help rebuild the wall here. Be a part of the solution. Pray for America and then act on this information. You and I, together, we can make a difference. Again, go to theawakeningusa.org or call 877-810-1776, 877-810-1776. Or you can go to our regular telephone number, 800-671-1776, 800-671-1776. Come and hear some dynamic speakers. Also, you can not only hear dynamic speakers, you can get great information. But the Awakening is also a great time to just interact and network with other like-minded people who believe that this country needs that spiritual revival, and you and I, and together, all of us, can be a part of the solution. Again, go to theawakeningusa.org or call us. Just call our Liberty Council number, 800-671-1776, 800-671-1776. Register now, early bird, and bring some of the people in your church, in your community, or your Tea Party groups. We'll see you March 14 in Orlando, Florida. That's March 14, theawakeningusa.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.